Exclusive Professor Bill Jacobson, Woke Medicine Prioritizes Non-Whites. By Robert Krajicek on July 30, 2022. William Jacobson, professor of law at Cornell University and founder of Legal Insurrection, noted on Friday how non-white patients have already been prioritized for medical care in some situations due to woke ideology, which includes critical race theory narratives and racially discriminatory anti-racism protocols. As shocking as it's going to be, medical schools are actually worse than higher education, in general when it comes to the CRT, quote-unquote anti-racism stuff, Jacobson stated on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. We have a website, and we track this stuff. We have a database of over 500 colleges and universities. Jacobson observed how left-wing racial paradigms had been integrated into dozens of medical schools, affecting enrollment policies and standards of care. He said, "We've covered so far the top 50 ranked medical schools. We're going to hopefully expand that to all medical schools. And it is truly shocking how deeply embedded the worst things you see in college are in medical schools." Jacobson emphasized how racial prioritization in medical school admissions policies is bleeding into standards of care and government policies regulating distribution of medical treatment. "It's really working its way into medical care. Not just medical teaching," he said, "because when we had these COVID therapeutics come out, I think was four states that actually prioritized the therapeutics for non-whites, and one of those states was New York State. New York State policy, supported by Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, frames non-white status as a risk factor for COVID-19 mortality," Jacobson stated. He noted that the Empire State does not provide clear definitional parameters defining non-white or white. "They don't define what non-white is," Jacobson noted. "They don't define how much color you have to have in your skin to qualify for this medication. But if you're non-white, that was in and of itself considered a personal medical risk factor that qualified you for treatment, whereas if you were white, however they define that, you have to show that you actually had some physical condition, whether it's heart trouble, or diabetes, or whatever it might be." Jacobson remarked on the emerging racial hierarchy codified by government and medical institutions' policies. "They created a two-tier system that racially discriminated. And so I've sued them over that. It's working its way into government policy and it's working its way into medical care. What's going on in the medical schools is probably the most shocking angle in all of this. It is truly shocking how deeply embedded these racial preferences are and how deeply embedded this ideology is, that the country is systemically racist, and therefore you need to discriminate in order to undo discrimination. Those pushing leftist racial politics support ethnic and racial discrimination as a remedial measure to what they claim is a systemically racist country," Jacobson observed. "That's the mantra, that you have to give favoritism to certain people, even if they never personally have suffered discrimination. And you have to discriminate against people based on skin color, who may never themselves have discriminated against anybody. And this has swept the college campuses." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.